Last week we discussed a little bit about Gram Kibui on Yom Tov and on Shabbos, that the Magen Avraham had a comment that even though the Ramah quotes the Mordechai in Hilchos Shabbos, that Gram Kibui is also Midrabbanon on Shabbos, only Mutter B'Makom D'Leiko, but on Yom Tov it's Mutter, but he has a comment. Taisus and Beitza says that the Gram Kibui is Mutter on Yom Tov. People can hear me?
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So the Chazadish pointed out that that was a difficult conclusion that the Magen Avraham came to, because the Ramah quoted the Mordechai that Gram Kibui is also on Shabbos only Mutter, B'Makom D'Leiko, B'Makom Hefsed Merube. That sheet is on Mordechai. But Taisus and Shabbos and Masechah Shabbos says Beferish, Gam Kibui is Mutter Legamrei on Shabbos. So Taisus Lishitasam writes in Beitza that Gam Kibui is Mutter on Yom Tov. And according to the Mordechai, who holds that Gram Kibui is also with the Rabbanon on Shabbos Mistameh, it's also with the Rabbanon on Yom Tov also. What's the raya that it should be Mutter? The Taisus says Lishitasam. So we left off a little bit. We didn't give a definition of Grama. So that's not an important topic. What does it mean, Grama? The Din of Gram Kibui is a Mishnah Kufchot. The house is on fire, and the only way to extinguish the fire, take a bucket and throw water on the fire. You're not allowed to do that. That's mechabe. Kibui is a malacha. We pass on like machlek sabir Reb Shimon. We pass on most of the Rishonim pass on like Reb Shimon. A malacha shein tzvicha legufa is mutam and atar. It's only awesome with the rabbanim. So if you're going to be mechabe adleika, if malacha tzvicha legufa is if you need the pechom, you're putting out the flame because you're going to use the charcoal. But just put out the fire that the house shouldn't burn down. That's really malacha shein tzvicha legufa. The whole issa is only with the rabbanim, but it's also with the rabbanim, even though there's a hefsed mammon. It's also with the rabbanim. So the Mishnah says if you do gram kibui, then it's mutavah says gram kibui. So the Mishnah says if you put containers full of water, and the containers are so, you put the containers full of water in between the fire and the rest of the furniture in the room. If you can pull all the furniture out to a different room, that's not mechabe at all. I prevent the furniture from turning into fuel for the fire. That's not kibui. The kibui is if you put out the fire. If the fire dies a natural death because there's no more fuel to burn, that's not kibui. That's why Taisus and Beitza raises a problem. The Gemara says, I'm stopping ben Hashem Mishem Minir Chai Mishum Mechabe. If you have a cup of oil, in the days of the Tanai, most of the people didn't have a wax candle. They had a cup with oil and they had a wick in it. So if I take a, and the wick is burning. So I take a spoon, a teaspoon, and I take out some of the oil. So there's less fuel in the container. So when the fire goes down, the fire keeps on consuming the fuel. The fire is going to go out an hour or two earlier than otherwise because I took away some of the fuel. So Taisus asks, well, why does the Gemara say, Hamastapik Man Hashem Mishab Bener on Shabbos, Chai Mishum Mechabe? Why is that Mechabe? That's like moving out the furniture, sir. The house is on fire, so I move all the furniture to a different room. So the fire shouldn't reach it. And then I close the door. So the fire will be contained in this room and won't spread, will not spread to the other room. Why is that Mechabe? So Taisus says, no, it's only called Mechabe if at the time that you take out the oil, I take a spoonful of oil out of the cup that has the wick in it that's burning, the moment that I take out the oil, the flame already diminishes right away. So then it's called Mechabe. But because, let's say I have a tall candle that's burning on Shabbos, and I take a knife and I cut off the bottom 2 inches, so it's going to go out a few hours earlier than otherwise. So Taisa said, that's not Mechabe. That's not Gram Kibui either. That's like moving out the furniture so it won't become fuel for the fire. So if you cut off the bottom 2 inches of the wax candle, it'll go out earlier because there won't be fuel to burn later. That's not kibui. Why is it kibui mistapik ben Hashem Mishab in there? Because right away, the flame is diminished. The flame diminishes right away. That's what Taisus explains. So the Mishnah gives an example of gram kibui. The person has containers full of water. The water is going to remain in a container. It's not going to go out of the container, it will remain in the container. However, when the fire will reach the container, they're klicheres. the fire will reach the container will crack. When the container cracks, then the water will spill all over. So I put the bucket, I put the container with the water in between the fire and the furniture and the svarim, so that when the fire, and right now the fire is a few feet away, when the fire will reach the container, the klicheres that has the water in it, this will, the feet of the fire will cause the container to crack. That per se is not a malacha. I'm ruining the container. That's an iser. That's also an iser midrabbanim. That in Shulchan Aruch the Rama said that's an iser midrabbanim. What's an iser? Probably soser, just like there's bona v'soser. So there's, if you make a kli, that's makaba patush abona, one or the other. We're going to have to get to discuss that. What's it mean? Binyan mekelim, that's a person makes a chair. He takes a hammer and nails and wood, and he bangs the nails into the wood, and he makes a chair, makes a table. So that's a malocha. That's a machlekes. Rashi and Tosfos, whether it's a malocha bona or malocha of makaba patush. Rashi shita is ein binyan mekelim, period. But if you make a kli, mamish, you make a kli, so that's not called bonet, but it's also, that's a different issue, it's makabah patish. It's not so easy to define what's the difference in bonet and makabah patish. Rashi Shita is ein binya bekelim, there's a machlekes pisham and bisil, where the yesh binya bekelim, ein binya bekelim, so we pass like bisilo, ein binya bekelim, so Rashi holds not at all. There's no bonet at all. But if you make a brand new kli, then it is a malacha. That will be a different malacha. It'll be a malacha makaba patish. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And Tosfos says, no, en binyan mekelim means if you have a kli shel prokim, a kli that you can take apart, let's say a convertible sofa. Or I have, let's say, a table. So I have legs of the table separate, and I have a board that I put on top. So I put up the legs and the board and so on. I'm not making a kli. All the pieces of the kli are there. If I'm assembling a television, I'm assembling a watch, I'm assembling the kishkas of an automobile or something like that. So that's, Tosfos says, that would be bona. That's binyan mekelim. Because that you need an uman, sarach uman lahachazira. You need an expert to put it together. You have to go to special school in order to know how to assemble the pieces to make a watch, and to make an Roman bill, to make a television. But if you have a kli that you can assemble, they always advertise a six-year-old can put it together, or a convertible sofa. The six-year-old can convert it from a sofa to a bed and so on. So that's ein binyan mekelim, because it had a shame kli, even when it was taken apart. If you need a uman la tzarech uman la chazirai, then it didn't have a shame kli when it was apart. And the woman who puts it together, that's takabona, according to Tosfos. You only say, ein binyan mekelim, if it was a kli all along. It was a kli shel prokim of different pieces. And you don't have to be a special expert to know how to assemble it. Everyone knows how to do it. That it had a shem kli all along. That's the machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. What did Bisilo say? What did Bisilo mean when they say, ein binyan estir bekelim? I mean, there's never baina at all. The Tosfos asked on Rashi, how can Rashi claim that there's no binyan mekelim at all? There's never binyan, even if you bang together a table and a chair, you bang with nails and everything. It's not bone. Bone is only on karka, a building, a wall, something attached to the ground. If it's a kli, it can never be bona. So Tosfos says, but there's a Gemara in Erevin that talks about bone and soser. If you have a big piece of furniture and you break it, or you put it together, then it's bona and it's oyster. So what does Rashi do with that Gemara? The Gemara talks about bona. So the Or Zeruah, the Rama quotes in Shulchan Aruch, the Or Zeruah, who comes to defend Rashi. So he says, if the kli is machzik mem soh, such a gigantic kli, if a kli is machzik mem soh, how much is that in volume? That's ama alama brum gimel amas. The Gemara says, if you have a mikveh, that's exactly ama alama brum gimalam, 3 cubic amas, that's machzik memso. So kli ha-machzik memso is a din, and it's not metabal tuma. If it's a kli eitz ha-bo b'mida. If it's a wooden kli, and it's gigantic, bo b'mida, a big bookcase, and you measure it from the outside, not the thickness of the wall of the bookcase, is also mitzaref. Or if you have a piece of furniture in the bedroom or something like that, so you measure from the outside, is it Amalama Burum Gimalamas? It can't contain mem saw because of the thickness of the walls also counts. But it means it has amalam of room kemalam. So what's the teretz over there? Teretz is because that din kliyetz above the midas, if it's wooden and it's too big, it's masay mem, so it's not mekabel tuma. It's not exeris hakosav achok v'yama, then it's not mekabel tuma. Let's say synthetic kelim are not mekabel tuma, only the material that the Torah says, kli matachas, kli yetz, kli cheres, kli adoma, kli glolim, kli abonim are not mekabel tuma. But it's still a kli. Let's say for mayim shuvim purposes, the Gemara said beferish in Masech HaShabbos, if you draw water in a kli adoma, kli glolim, kli abonim, it is mayim shuvim, it is a kli. But if you have a kli yetz above the midah, it's machzik b'msa, the reason why it's not mekabel tuma is not exeris hakosav b'yama. The word is the Chiddush Arana Masech HaShabbos explains it. The answer tells us kasha against Rashi. So the Rashi holds kli yetz above the midah. If it's too big, machzik b'msa, it's not mekabel tuma. It's dino kibayis. It's dino kecheder. It's not called the kli. That's why it's not mekabel. Oops, if it's not called the kli, then Rashi will agree that there is a dina b'na v'soisa. That's a teres and teres kasha. Teres is proof from that Gemara and Erevin that if you build or you break a big bookcase on Shabbos, that's b'nei v'soisa. So teres said, "I it's a kli, it's not mechuba l'karka." So does that show that Rashi is wrong? Ain binyan v'kelim is not an absolute statement. There's never binyan. Only a kli shall prokin. If a head yot yochel achzira, that's why, because it had a shem kli before, even when it was taken apart. Because the Gemara said the Ferish and Erevin that there's Baina Vesoyser on putting together bookcase and so on. So that's what the Yosef Rafa and his Rashi. So Rashi held not that you need Mechubel Karka. It has to be a room or a house. The Kli Yetz above the Midah is not called the Kli. It's not Mekabel Tuma, not Exeris HaKosel Chok like a synthetic material. Like Kli Glolim, Kli Avonim, Kli Adoma. The material is such, not Mekabel Tuma. No, over here, it's called a room. So that's why it's not called a Kli. So it's called the room. Then Rashi agrees that there is a din of Baina and Soiser. So the Mishnah Kuf Chav and the Gemara Kuf Chav and the Beis of Masech HaShabbos says that if a person does kibui, aide grome, and whole house is burning down, so it's mutter. So that's what the Chazanish pointed out. There's a machlok. What does it mean? It's mutter manator, but it's also the rabbanan. But b'makom hefsid merubis mutter. That's the Ramah b'shem Amorchai. Well, no, shita sataisis both in Shabbos and in Beitz is the same. That the gram kibbutz is hatigoma. Not that b'makom dleika with mata because it's only the rabbanan. There never was an isa the rabbanan. I feel shlo b'makom dleika to do a malach aidei grama is mutter. So the. The question was, what's the definition of grama? That's where we left off last week. What is the definition of grama? So the Shmer Shabbos Kalchasa uses a definition that Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to have used, that they got from the Maharsham. Maharsham died 100 years ago, approximately. So the Maharsham seems to understand that any time that there's a Maloch Halach Hazman, if I do an activity now, and it has a delayed result, and the malacha doesn't take effect until a while later, so that's called grama. If the effect happens right away, it's a malacha, it's asiyah, and if it takes a while till the effect happens, then it's only called grama. So Abzodeichim is not happy about that. That's the basic definition. That's based on the Gemara. It goes as follows. When you want to sell metaltalim to another person, so halacha l'maisa, the way one Jew is selling to another Jew, Levite selling to an Afri, the kinyanim are different. But when a Jew sells to another Jew, so metaltalim aniknim either biyad or bechotzer, if I put it in the person's hand, ma'amish a kinyan, and also biyada, he matzis matzah biyada ha'gneva. The ganach has to make a kinyan gneva in order to be chayv biyomsin, in order to be chayv in kefal. So that's a kinyan yad, and then the Gemara says matzi mikol makom. That chotzer is also good. So yad and chotzer is hachnasa l'shusa mamish. And then we say that if you make a kinyan hakvah mishicha, that's also considered hachnasa l'shusa. Hakvah mishicha is also. So there's a machlokes hatanoim. When are we makel to allow mishicha? So So the way we usually assume is, let's say I want to sell you a watch. So the watch is very light. I want to sell you a pocketbook. They're very easy. Just pick it up and you do a hakbah. We wouldn't allow you. We wouldn't say that if you're going to do a mashicha, I'm going to pull the watch on the ground in a simta of the tzidim shesarabim. I'll move the watch. I'll be kind of a mashicha. You only say mashicha constitutes hafnasa l'shusa. If it's a heavy item, then it's too difficult to pick it up. But if it's a light item, that's the Gemara in Perek HaSfina. If it's a light item, you can easily pick it up. Then the Gemara says, it's not called hafnasa l'shusa unless you do a hakbah. That's how we pasuk. But if it's a heavy item, let's say it's a behemoth, it's a heavy item, then we say that Meshicha constitutes Achnasa Lushusa. So one Tana in Kiddushin, the first Perek starts off, Isha Nitnes B'Sholosh Drachim. The husband can make a Kinyan Erison, and the wife, the Kinyan Erison, is either Kesef Shtar Abir. So then the Mishnah talks about how you kind of Karka, how you kind of Metaplim, how you kind of Abediv, how you kind of Abediv, how you kind of all the various different things. So the Mishnah quotes a machlokes hatanaim about can you kind of behemah b'mashicha? So we say yes. A behemah is a heavy item. It's too much to expect that it should make a hakbah to be considered hachnasa l'shusa. So we say mashicha also constitutes hachnasa l'shusa. But if you're selling a fellow a watch that's very light or a pocketbook, something very light, newspaper, something easy to pick up, and then the guy's going to make a mashicha, that's not going to make a mashicha on a behemah. A behemah is heavy, that's good. The one Tana disagrees and says, no, you have to do hakbah. So the Gemara asks, what about an elephant? How are you going to do hakbah on an elephant? It's very heavy. So the Gemara says, he can make hakbah with chavilas maris, bundles of twigs. What does that mean? So Tosis never saw an elephant. So Tosis says, if you hold the bundle of twigs on top of the elephant, let's say the twigs have berries or cherries or something, so the elephant will jump up. That's what they say. The Baal HaTos never saw elephants, but they lived in Germany and France. There were no elephants. Elephants never jump up. There's a website on the internet where they have a picture of elephants jumping up. It's all a fake. It's all a make-believe. So people thought that that's Tos. Tos is talking about elephants that do jump. So apparently there is no such thing. Elephants never jump. So, but the din is correct anyway. Even that's not the pshat and the gemara, but the din is correct. If you wave something, let's say I whistle to... someone else is selling me a behemah, and he gives me permission to make a kinyan mashicha. So I whistle to the behemah comes towards me. So that's called my mashicha. Even though I didn't do the mashicha the yodayim, I didn't move it, the yodayim, I whistled, and the behemah came to my direction. That's called mashicha with the korach hacham yorabah. The behemah helped me do the mashicha by listening to me whistle, it came towards me. So the same is, if you would wave something on top of the behemoth, it'll jump up. Elephants don't jump up. But if it would be able to jump up, then you would be kind of a hagbor. You can make mashicha with the korach hacham yorabah. You whistle to the elephant and it comes to you, or you wave something and it jumps up. So the Tzai Sechoshin is bothered with the kasha. If you can make a kinyan mashicha and a kinyan hagbor with korach hacham yorabah, the animal can, you can whistle, the animal will walk towards you. You didn't pull it to you. The animal walked on its own because he heard, listened to the whistle. Or you waved some cherries, berries, and the animal jumps up. That's your hagbah. So there's a Gemara in Baba Basra in the second Perek about how Sogas Gvul, if the other person has a parnasa, I'm not allowed to be Masa Gvul. But let's say in the capitalistic countries, they hold that the competition is the best thing for the economy. If someone else will open up another store competing with the first guy, even if he takes away the whole parnasa from the first guy, that's what we recommend. That's the best thing for the economy of the country. So in the Gemara, they don't have that sheet. The Gemara has the sheet that, let's say there's a little village and there's only room for one pizza shop. You're going to have two pizza shops, neither will make a living. Or one of them will make a living and the other one will go broke. There's not enough customers. Usually today, when you have, say, in Teaneck, on other up-and-coming communities, when you have a pizza shop and somebody wants to open another pizza shop, it's not that the first guy's going to go out of business. They're both going to make a good business. They'll both do very well. Ruin is competition is us. If I'm going to open up a pizza shop and put the other guy out of business, that's not allowed. Unless the people don't really enjoy his pizza. So we're not mechuyev to protect the guy whose merchandise is not so gewaldic. So Kozman, that there's only one pizza shop in town, so everybody goes and they buy pizza by him. But if another guy's going to come in and give much tastier pizza, so why should we protect the first guy? They don't really enjoy his pizza. But if they both have approximately the same pizza, except that the second guy's going to wean away all the customers, so that's not right. So the Gemara has a din, a fisherman. I'm not allowed to be masig vul on the other fishermen. If the other fishermen have already set up their nets and has bait in the nets, let's say they have dead fish in the nets, and the dead fish is bait for other fish. Other fish will come and they'll want to nibble on the bait, on the dead fish, on the dakshin ace. So that's one way to attract fish to come to your net. So the Gemara says, "Machikim to the sadak men adakim lo ritzu sadak." If the first fisherman already set out the nets with the bait, and the second, and then he goes home to daven mincha, whatever, to daven shachris, or he sits on the side of the river and he's learning his daf yomi. He's not involved anymore in trapping, catching the fish, and then someone else is going to come and leave bait. Or he's going to catch the fish that were going to be caught by the first one. So that's an isur of hasogas gvul. Pasakta lichi yusoy. Yuruni my parnasa. So that's a din of hasogas gvul. So the Ktsar Sachoshin asked the Kasha, why is it only a din of hasogas gvul? It should be gezel mamish. Because the fish that run towards the bait sideways, by my putting the bait in, I will cause some fish to swim sideways, to nibble on the bait. So I made a kinyan meshicha by leaving the bait there. And other fish will be below the bait and they'll swim up. So I made a kinyan hakboa. So if I set up the trap, the nets, with the bait, with the dead fish there, and I will, the bait will attract fish to swim sideways, that's meshicha. And attract other fish to swim up, that's Hagboah. So the first fisherman who set the nets with the bait is kind of the fish that swims sideways and upwards, Kinyan Gomer. That's a Kinyan Meshicha, Kinyan Hagboah. With the Korachachem Yurabed, like if I whistle to the Behem comes towards me. Korilov the Hibor, the Gemara says, is a valid Kinyan Meshicha. Or if I put Chavil Ezmer, I hold Chavil Ezmer on top and the animal jumps up. So that Hagboah relates to me. So why does the Gemara say that it's just an issue of Pasak Teluch Yisoy, it's an issue of Hasogas Gvul? It's a bigger issue. The first fisherman who left the bait with the nets was kind of the fish that get caught. So the second fisherman who steals them should be Oivan Losigzol, real Gzela. Why is it only Mishum Hasogas Gvul? So the Ktsar Sechosh and Esther Kash. So the Nesivus writes a teretz on the Ktsaisis Kasha. He says, when you say that the Koyachacha Mi'ura boy relates to me, and it's considered as if when I whistle to the behemoth runs towards me, it's considered as if I did the Meshicha. I did the Meshicha with the assistance of the behemoth. The behemoth ran towards me, but when I whistle, or when I hold the cherries or the berries, whatever, on top, the ice cream, and the behemoth jumps up, so I'm... is considered as if I did the hakboah, I didn't really pick up the animal. I caused the animal to jump up when I held the delicious food on top. So that's considered as if I did a hakboah with the korach hacham yurabai. I harnessed the natural force of the behemoth. The behemoth has the ability to jump and to swim sideways. Fish can swim sideways. So the Nesivus answer is that's only by medvar mamurim. If he's holding the bait, he's holding the cherries or the berries on top of the animal jumps up simultaneously. While I'm holding the cherry on top, the chabil ismar is the animal jumps up. So if the kachach miyorba functions simultaneously with my maisa, or if I do a pa'ula, I whistle to the animal, and immediately after it, take it from yah, the animal runs towards me. So then the Korach Ach Miurba causes the Maisa to happen immediately after my Asiya. I whistle to the animal, and the reaction is the animal runs towards me. Then the Korach Ach Miurba relates to me. It's considered as if I did the whole Hagboah, I did the whole Meshicha. But if I put the net and the bait in the river, then I walk to the side and I daven Shachris. I walk to the side and I learn my Daf Yomi on the edge of the river. I'm not involved anymore. Then later, because the fish in the sea will see the bait and they'll see the bait. They won't realize that the bait is in a trap. It's in a net. So then they swim sideways or they swim upwards. They're going to be a Meshicha Hagboah. That Mashiach HaGod does not relate to me. Only if the Koach HaChem Yorbei causes the activity, whatever the activity is that we're talking, here we're talking about Mashiach HaGod, causes it to happen simultaneously with my Maisa, immediately following. But if it's not immediately following, it's not Miyad, I put in the bait and I go on the side and I sit down. And then after all the noise and all the shaking of the water, everything has come. Then the fish are going to run towards it, sideways or upwards. So then the Nesivah said, that Koach HaChem Yorbei does not relate to me. So that's called the Grumma. So that's what the Maharsham took it. But whenever I do a pu'ula now, and the malacha doesn't occur till lachazman, even I set up the system that the Koach HaChem Yorbei is going to function, so then since it's with a delayed reaction, the malacha is not going to occur now, so that's not called, that's called grama. That's called grama malacha. So Rav Soloveitchik was very unhappy with that definition. He thought you have to polish it up a little bit. So he thought, you see, the Shemir Shabbos Kolachosu gives the following example. Let's say I have a Shabbos clock and it has different pegs to pull out or to push in. If you want the light to go on in another 10 minutes, you pull out a pin and then the light will go on in 10 minutes. So the Shemir Shabbos says that that's grama, because I did an activity now, but the light going on and the light going off, the going on and going off takes place 10 minutes from now. So since it's a malocha lachazman, I do the ma'aseh now, and the effect is only felt 10 minutes later. So that's called the gram malocha. So Absalonji didn't think that that was correct. He said the whole Shabbos clock is ticking away. It's plugged into the electric system, into the circuit. So since it's ticking away, and I pushed in or I pulled out one of the buttons there, one of the pegs on the clock, so I'm handling the Koach HaChem. Now, I'm handling the Koach HaChem now. The case of Grama de Gemara, I put a klicheres full of water, and the fire is going to cause, the fire didn't begin to have any effect at all on the klicheres. When the fire will come so close that the klicheres will crack, so then the Koach HaChem of the fire will crack the water, the container, and then the water will spill, then it will start to extinguish the fire. But it's lachazman right now. I'm not doing any malach at all with the container, with the water. The container is not going to crack until the fire comes. The fire is not here yet. But over here, where the clock is plugged into the wall, it's connected with the circuit, and it's ticking away. In another 10 minutes, we know the malach will occur. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's not called grama. He thought that that's malach biyadayim. But the whole idea of the definition of grama has to do with that Nesivus's answer. It's only called grama if the Koach HaChem Yorbei only kicks in later. If the Koach HaChem Yorbei is simultaneous with my pa'ula, I'm waving ice cream on top of the behemoth, the behemoth jumps up to get the ice cream, then it's Koach HaChem Yorbei, then it's my malacha. Or if I whistle to the behemoth, the reaction is immediately. Right after I finish whistling, the behemoth runs towards me. That is Koach HaChem Yorbei, but that's not called grama. If it's a malach alachazman, but it's not, I didn't handle the thing where the malach is occurring. I put a container of cheres with water, and then the fire is going to come later. Koach HaChem is not going to come in until later. But here, if the clock is ticking away, the Koach HaChem is already functioning now. And I tampered with the clock. I pulled out the button so the light should go on or off in another 5-10 minutes. So that's called Koach HaChem Yorbei, but that's not called grama. That's Rav Soloveitchik had a taina.
Rebbe, cutting the candle, as you said. So yes. Isn't that the malacha already, the candle is burning already. And they said that beginning that might be good. According to the Rav, it shouldn't be good either in that case. Pretty similar about pulling out a peg, isn't it?
Isis says that that's not called kibbe at all. Not that that's grama. That's not called kibbe. Kibbe means there is a fire and I extinguish it. If I take away, let's say, there are a lot of logs in the furnace, so some of the logs are on fire, others are not yet on fire. So I pull out the logs that are not yet on fire. Or I take out all the wooden chairs from the room, put them in the next room. So I remove all the potential fuel. I have a long candle, a tongue candle, 10 inches tall. I cut off the bottom few inches. I just took away some of the potential fuel. So taking away potential fuel, that's not called kibui at all. The fire will go out earlier because there's no more fuel. It'll die a natural death. Kibui is only if I extinguish the fire. I think Moses says, "Hamistapik ben Hashem b'shem b'ner chayim b'shem b'chamba." If you take out a spoonful of oil, so Tosfos said, not because the flame is, not because I took away potential fuel, and the meidah the flame will go out an hour or two earlier. No, because immediately when you take out the fuel, the fire, the flame will diminish now, and that's called mechaba. Tosfos said, in that case, that's not called mechaba at all. Taking away potential fuel is not called mechaba. Only extinguishing the flame. The fuel is still there. You extinguish the flame. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's his Mechudesh Dika definition of what grama means. So again, gram melocha is mutam in Torah, and it's a machlokes Tosfos and the Mordechai. That's what the Chazon Ish points out. Tosfos shita is that gram melocha is mutam in Torah, mutam in the Rabbanon. Mordechai holds not so. It's mutam in Torah, but it's awesome in the Rabbanon. Like melocha shein tzvicha legufo. Is mutam and atar and osam and rabbanon. The kalkal, you do a malacha and mekalkal. It's mutam and atar, it's osam and rabbanon. So gram kibui is mutam and atar, osam and rabbanon. Unless mamakam dleik and mamakam hafsin merubah, mamakam choyle shem misakana, then we say it's even mutam and rabbanon. Gram malacha. But you have to know what's called grama. What's called grama? Yeah. Then we mentioned, I think, last week that the Mishnah Berurah quotes a sofik from the Shulti Gibbon on Dab Kuf Chof Amar Aleph, where the Mishnah wrote, quote in Kuf Chof on basis the Gemara. The Gemara talks on Dab Kuf Chof about this din of Gram Malochah. The Gemara talks about Gram Kibui. There are 39 Malochas, another 38 Malochas in addition to Kibui. What about Gram by Chorish, Sariah, Kaitse, Dosh, Ma'amer, and Shechet, and Kaitse, the Mechek? What about Gram by the other Malochas? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shulti Gibbon is not sure whether Gram Melochas Mutam and Atara only applies to some of the Melochas like Kibui, or applies to more Melochas. What's the issue? Why should I distinguish between some Melochas and other Melochas? So we mentioned last week that the Gemara Kuf Chof Amud Beis talks about Gram by other Isurim. We're talking about gram by melachas. What about gram by other isur? Let's say there's an isur, ba'artzachem loisa asu. We read in last week's seder that a kohen balmum is not allowed to do hakrovas, hakrabanas in the Beis HaMikdash. A kohen balmum is permitted to eat kochi kochim, is permitted to eat the chatas and the osham and the shari hamincha. That's kochi kochim. He's not allowed to be makriv karbanas. And a behemah balas mum, if a behemah is a balas mum, he's not allowed to be makriv. It's a mum kavua, then you can be paida based on the mum kavua. It's a mum aiva, then you can't be paida, but you can't be makavit. So the Gemara talks about then the chumash has a din. Ubi artzachem loisa asu. If you have a mouth for chasuk, menosuk, v'charus, if you have certain mumim on the eva haleda of the animal, so the animal is considered a balmo. And then the chumash has on, there's an isa l'sareis palichayim. You're not allowed to castrate a human being or even a behemoth, an animal. There's a Rabbeinu Gershom and Bava Basra in the Sugya of Chardla, the second parish, that there's an isur to castrate even insects, if such a thing is possible. He learns Pshat and Gemara in the second parish in the Sugya of Chardla that the Varetzacham Lensasa, the isur is serious. So the Gemara talks about Gram serious. What's a din of Gram? Let's say, Mechikas Hashem, there's an isur, you're not allowed to erase Shem Hashem, and says, when we come into Eretz Yisrael, we'll find a lot of Avodah Zarah. Says, "Beit Avdon is kalam kamas hashav v'sham avayim zalaheim asherim tisuf meish psilahem tigadem v'ibal temeshpan min amak mo v'sasim kein Hashem alkechem." You're not allowed to be noite to have him in a mizbeach, and you're not allowed to be mechikas Hashem and so on. So the Gemara talks about gram mechikas Hashem. What's the din gram mechikas Hashem? So sometimes the Gemara has some Isurim Grama is also, some Isurim Grama is Mutta. How did the Tanoim know when to darshan from the Pasuk? Like on Shabbos it says, Asihu diosa grama shori. Grama is not called asiyah. So grama locha Shabbos is mutam al Torah, but it's also rabban, and that's machlekes Tosfos in the Mordechai that the Chazon Ish pointed out. So how come in some Yisurim we darshan asiyah osa grama mutam, and others we say even gram sirus. Grama is also osa. How do you know when to be memait grama that is not included in the Yisur, when to say that it is included? So the Magachaga has a suggestion. We should really divide all of these Yisuritar into two categories. He has a different terminology. Rav Soloveitchik used to refer to this idea. There's an Yisur Pu'ula and an Yisur Chaloi. Sometimes there's an Aver to do a certain action. Sometimes there's an Aver not to bring about a certain Matzav. If you do activity in order to bring out a certain Matzav. So whenever it's an Yisur Pu'ula, you're not allowed to do this activity. So then Grama is Mutta because he didn't do it. Grama means that Kar Chacham Yorabai did it. Like we said there last week, the Rav Soloveitchik said, based on a Yamshal Shlomo and Beitza, if you pose for a photograph, the Nochem want to take a photograph of me. They're going to do the Malacha. They want for the newspaper, whatever. The rabbi walking out of shul with the Baal Batam or whatever, the Baal Tekev blowing Shofar Rosh Hashanah. So we're going to pose for a photograph. So Rav Soloveitchik said, based on the Mashal, that's called Grama. So Gram, Ksiva is awesome. Only Mutam Malachim Dleika, that's the Ramos Psak based on the Mordechai. So if I'm going to pose for the photograph, the whole Malach of taking the photograph is going to be done by the Nochri. I'm not doing it. He's not doing it for me. It's not Amir Eliakim. He's not doing it for me. He wants it for the newspaper, whatever. He wants it for his own purposes. Basically, I didn't ask him to do it. Still, if I help him a little bit, he wants me to pose in a certain way. I help him a little bit. That's that's a grama, and grama locha is also mit the rabbanim, like Tosfos sheet, like the Mordechai. The grama locha is also mit the rabbanim. It's the pose for a photograph is the grama locha. So the Rogachova writes that sometimes gram iser, other iserim chikas Hashem. And Sirus, sometimes Grama is also, sometimes Mutter. When is it also, when is it Mutter? Whenever it's an Issa Pa'ula, so if it's a Grama, you didn't do the Pula. Whenever it's an Issa Chalois, you're not allowed to bring about a certain result, and such a Matzav should exist in the world. So then Grama is going to be also Menatera. It'll be an Issa Deraisa. So what's with the Malachas of Shabbos? Are the Malachas of Shabbos an Issa Pa'ula? Or maybe they're an Issa Chalois. So that, there's an Arsameach al Rambam who says that some of the Malachas are in Issa Pu'ula, some are in Issa Chalois. He said they're not all in the same boat. So that's an interesting. Arsameach says it regarding the topic of Marbe B'Shurim. That's a topic we never discussed yet. We've been discussing Malacha the whole year. We didn't talk about the Marbe B'Shurim. Marbe B'Shurim is like this. There is a discussion in the Gemara in Menachos, Perek Rabbi Yishmael. The first daf from Perek Rabbi Shmuel. Perek begins Samach Yemel and Beis, Samach Dala and Amin Aleph. The Gemara has the following discussion. A Cholu She'esh B'Sakana, an abstract case. Cholu She'esh B'Sakana. And the doctors say he needs two freshly picked oranges from the tree, picked today on Shabbos to save his life. Probably never came up in a million years, but let's make believe such a shayla. The doctors say he needs two oranges. So you're allowed to pluck off the oranges on Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh, safed kol nefesh, decha kol ha-tara kula. So the Gemara says, what if the doctors say he needs two oranges? What if a branch that has three oranges, and one branch has two oranges, one branch has three? So when I break off the branch, the Gemara says you should be careful only to break off the branch that has two oranges. When I break off a branch that has three, so you don't have a heter pikuach nefesh on the third orange. That's called marbe b'shurim. If I pull off one orange and I pluck off another orange and I pluck off a third orange, that's mamish. That's marbe b'mloches. I did kitzira on the first orange, then I did kitzira on the second orange, then I do kitzira on the third orange. So I did three times kitzira. But if I break off the branch that has three oranges on it, as opposed to breaking off the branch that only has one orange, so I'm breaking off the branch, there's one maisa kitzira, but it's marbe b'shiurim. If I break off the branch that has two oranges, that's what the doctor said, he needs two freshly picked oranges, just picked today. if I break off the branch with the three oranges, I broke off an orange, I did a tzira on an orange, that was unnecessary. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to break off, the doctor said he only needs two, you're not allowed to break off the branch that has three, even though it's only one maisa malocha breaking off a branch, but it's going to be marba bishurim, you're going to have three oranges, and you didn't really need the third orange to save his life, the kochnet. The Gemara said, what if you have the following choice? I can either break off, not I have a branch with two oranges, I have another branch with three oranges, so let me break off the branch with the two as opposed to breaking off the branch with the three. I have a branch with three oranges, then I have a single orange and another single orange. So I have a berry either to break off the one branch with the three oranges, one maisa malocha of kotzer, one maisa malocha with an extra orange that's not really necessary for pikuach nefesh. That's one alternative. Or I pluck off one orange separately, one orange separately. I'll do two maisa malocha. So first the Gemara there on that daf, samach, samach, dalet, the Gemara raises that question, which is the lesser of the two evils? Whenever you do chilul Shabbos to save someone's life, the Gemara says at the end of Yuma, machila mosa hakal hakal tchilo. Let's say there's a chayla sheish by weekdays, there's a chayla sheish by sakana on the weekdays, and he has to eat treif of food. And all the food that's available is treif. He's in a Nazi concentration camp, and all the food is treif over there. So if you have a choice of eating either chazer, which is a lav, or eating truma, azar she'ochal truma is misa v'dei shamayim, or azar who eats tevel, a person eats tevel, is misa v'dei shamayim. So eating anisa, misa v'dei shamayim, is more chomer than eating anisa, it's only asa b'achila, loisa, there's no misa v'dei shamayim. Or let's say, I can either eat chela v'dam, where there's anisa kares, or I can eat the tevel, which is misa v'dei shamayim. So the Bavli holds beferish that misa b'dei shamayim is not as chomer as koris. Koris is mochomer. The Gemara in the end of Moed Katan says, according to the Bavli, people who have koris die by the age of 50, people who have misa b'dei shamayim die by the age of 60. So the Bavli holds beferish that koris, an iser koris is mochomer than an iser misa b'dei shamayim. The Avne Miluim thinks that the Yerushalmi disagrees. The beginning of the Sefer Avne Miluim, one of the first pages, he thinks the Yerushalmi disagrees. But in the Bavli, we pass like the Bavli, that an Issa Koris is considered more chomer than an Issa B'dei Shamayim. What do you mean? Whoever's Chayv Koris dies at the age of 50? We see that people in Chal Shabbos, they don't die at the age of 50. So they said, Mustama, they did Schusim, whatever, they gave some Stucker once, or their parents did Stucker, whatever. They said, different Cheshbainas, we don't know all the Cheshbainas. But just because of the Aveir alone, the person really deserves Koris, that he should die by the age of 50. Whenever one does an Aveir, Sheish by Misa Vinishmai, he died by the age of 60. So according to the Bavli, Koris is considered more chomer and Aveir than Misa Vinishmai. So again, so the Gemara has, so there's a din, whenever you have to do an Aveir in order to save someone's life, because Nefesh is Deicha, Kola Torah Kulam, when you have to Mimahal Shabbos, or you have to eat Trefis, so the rule is machila mosa hakala kalchili. Try to violate the lesser of the alternative, the lesser iser. So the Gemara has a shayla here on Daf Samach Dalid. The doctors say that the chodesh b'takana needs two freshly picked oranges. So you have a choice: either you can pluck off one orange and another orange. So you did two ktsiris on the two different oranges, or no, you break off one branch, but the branch has three oranges on it. So which is machomer? Which is machomer? So the Gemara says that's not a shaila. The Gemara had a havamina that marba bishurim is an isa deraisa. If I break off the branch that has three oranges, as opposed to breaking off the branch that has two oranges, so the Gemara says you're not allowed to. So the Gemara had a havamina there thought that that's an isa deraisa, and they were clearing which of the two is the lesser of the two evil. To break off the one branch that has three oranges, but you're marbe b'shurim, or to pull off two separate oranges to be marbe b'malachas, to do two different ktsiras. So Gemara was toying with the idea, maybe this is Muhammad, that's Muhammad. Then Gemara, that's ridiculous, the Gemara says. Of course, plucking off the two oranges separately is a bigger aveira, is a bigger isa, than doing one maisa katsira with three oranges. You're going to have an extra orange that you have no heta for. But you didn't do two maisa katsira. So Gemara said, that's not a question. That shayla is not a question. Marba the Malacha is to do two ksiris for the two oranges that the chayla needs is much more chomer, is mutter, but machan chayla is mutter. But if you have an option of breaking off one branch to do one maisa malacha, where the result will be on three oranges, so marba the shiurim is the lesser of the two evils, rather than marba the malachas. You should rather do the marba the shiurim. So from the havamina of the Gemara there in Menachas, the Gemara had havamina that there's a suffix, which of the two is machomer? Which should you do? Should you choose to pluck off the two oranges and eat separately to do marba b'malachas? That's two malachas. Or should you do marba b'shurim to do one maisa tzira and one branch that has three oranges? So the Gemara in the suffix, when the Gemara thought that that's a suffix, they clearly thought that Marbe B'Shurim is an Issa Daraisa. When they backed that and they said, that's ridiculous, that's not a toss-up. Of course, Marbe B'Malachas, to do two Ksiris is Mohammed than Marbe B'Shurim. So the question is, when Emor comes to the Maskana, did they back out from that idea in the Haramina, that Marbe B'Shurim is an Issa Daraisa, and the Maskana beheld it's only Issa Rabbana, or maybe remains that Marbe B'Shurim is an Issa Daraisa. So that's the Machlekes, the Rashba, and the Ran. How does the Machlekes come up? The Ran quotes the whole Machlekes. So the it's a Ran in Beitza. So there is a Gemara in the second Perek in Beitza, where the Gemara says, let's say a person wants a cup of tea, a cup of coffee on Yom Tov. So he fills a kettle with water, turns on the faucet, he holds the kettle under the faucet, and then he puts it on top of the fire. So does he have to be so exact? He wants to drink a cup of coffee now. He wants to have some coffee, Amatso Yom Tov also. Another half hour, he's going to say Abdullah. Another hour, he's going to say Abdullah. He wants to have some coffee, Amatso Yom Tov also. So let's say he'll hold the kettle under the faucet to get more cold water, so they'll have burning hot water from Amatso Yom Tov as well. It'll be ready to drink. It'll be burning hot. And he does it on purpose. He does it on purpose. So the Gemara says, it's mutter. At the government, Mala Isha, let's say a woman is wants to cook. She has no flesh cooked on Yom Tov. She's gonna cook flesh on Leil Yom Tov for tomorrow morning. Let's say, so she's gonna cook. She has in the freezer. She has a big. She's married. She and her husband and all the children are gone. All the children are married. She's alone with her husband in the house. She only needs for two people. So she can either take out a piece of meat from the freezer that has enough for two people, or she can take a gigantic piece of meat that has enough for 10 people, and she'll cook that one piece of meat, she'll cook the one piece of meat today on Yom Tov. Two portions she and her husband will eat up today on Yom Tov. The remaining eight portions, that has 10 portions in it, the remaining eight portions she'll have for the rest of the week after Yom Tov is over. So Gemara said that's permissible. It's permissible to do marba b'shurim. You see, if she has 10 different portions of meat, she's going to take, and she and her husband are the only ones eating, so she's going to take one portion, put it in the pot. She's going to put the pot, she has the pot next to the freezer. She's going to take out one piece of meat from the freezer, another piece. 10 times she takes that, then she puts the pot on top of the fire. So that's one maisa malacha of bishul. She put the pot on top of the fire. But she did 10 pu'ulas to take out from the freezer, so that's hachana. That's hachana miyantav l'chol, that you're not allowed to do. But we're talking case, not that she's going to have 10 different pieces, she's going to take out one piece and a second piece and a third piece. She has two pieces of meat in the freezer. One only has two portions, and one piece of meat has 10 portions in it. So instead of taking out the one piece that only has two portions, you're going to take out the gigantic piece that has 10 portions. There's only... You're not doing any hachone on Yom Tov for Chol. She takes out one piece of meat, she has to take out one anyway. Instead of taking out one piece that has two portions, she takes out one piece that has 10 portions. She puts it in the pot, puts the pot on top of the fire. So she didn't do any extra hachone, but she did marba bishurim. Instead of doing bishul on one portion, on one piece that has two portions, she did bishul on one piece that has 10 portions. So that's marba b'shurim. So the Gemara said that it's mutter. The Gemara said that it's mutter on Yom Tov. So that's what all the Rishonim is. How come it's mutter on Yom Tov and on Shabbos it's aser? if you have a cholish yesh b'sakana, and the doctors say the way to save his life, probably doesn't exist such a funny machle. The only way to save his life is to give him freshly picked oranges, picked today from the tree, and you have a choice, the Gemara said. You can either break off a branch that has two oranges, or break off a branch that has three oranges, but the chol only needs two. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to break off the branch. It's only one ma'isik tzira on the branch. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to break off the branch that has three, because marbe bishurim is osur. So how come marbe bishurim on Shabbos is osur, but the chol l'sheish b'sakan, he only needs two? Marbe bishurim on yontav is mutar. He's going to cook a Balabasa is going to cook one big piece of meat that has 10 portions, instead of cooking one piece of meat that only has two portions. It's Marbe Bishurim. So the Rashba gives a teretz, and the Ran on Beitzan, in the Ran on Beitzan, on the Daf Yud Zayin or so. So the Ran quotes the Rashba, he's not happy with it. So the Rashba says that Marbe Bishurim is only awesome with the Rabbanan on Shabbos. The Gemara had a Havamina there in Menachos that Marbe Bishurim is an Issa deraisa. So then when the Gemara comes to the Maskana, that's ridiculous. So the Gemara means, Marbe Bishurim is Asa Mid Rabbanan on Shabbos, and they only asked it on Shabbos, they never asked it on Yom Tov. So if you have a Tzorach Pikuach Nefesh on two oranges, but you don't have a third one, and you have a toss-up, you have a choice. Either you break off the branch that has two oranges, break off the branch that has three, so that's, there's no head to the break off the branch that has three, that's an Isa Mid Rabbanan. When I tell you it's mutter, but when the Rabbanim Marbe Bishurim is awesome. So they only introduced, the Rashba says, they only introduced the Issa Marbe Bishurim on Shabbos, and Yom Tov they never introduced it. So it's mutter l'hatchila to put, I want to cook some tea to drink on Yom Tov today, and I want to have tea on Mitzvah Yom Tov, also burning hot tea. I hold the kettle under the faucet, and I don't stop after 8 seconds because I have enough water for one cup of tea. I wait till the whole kettle gets all filled up, so I didn't really do an extra act of hachana. I turned on the faucet, I had to do that. I hold the kettle under the faucet, I had to do that. I hold the kettle a little longer, but I didn't really do another pa'ula. I hold the kettle longer than I had to. Now I have 6 cups of water. Instead of having 1 cup of water, that's all I'm going to drink on Yom Tov, is going to be 1 cup of tea. I have another 5 cups of tea that are getting cooked on Yom Tov from Tzoyan. So that's what the Rashba answers. Marbe Bishurim is awesome. The Rabbanan, they only introduced the Chumrah on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, they never introduced. So Shabbos is Mohammed and Yom Tov. The Ran is not happy with the Rashba's answer. The Ran thinks that Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. The Gemara in the Havamina there, Menach, has clearly thought that it was an Issa Deraisa, because the Gemara entertained the possibility that it should be Hakala Kaltchila. It should be preferable to pluck off 2 apples separately, as opposed to breaking off a branch that has 3 oranges, or 3 apples on it. The Gemara thought that Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa, and to break off the branch that has 3 oranges instead of 2, that'll be an Issa Deraisa. That'll be an Issa Deraisa. So in the Havamina, the Gemara thought Marbe Bishurim on Shabbos is an Issa Deraisa. So the Ran holds even a Maskana. He disagrees with the Rashba. The Rashba holds that Marbe Bishurim is only a Gzera. The Rabbanan, they only introduce it on Shabbos, not on Yom. The Ran says he doesn't think that's the answer. The Ran thinks Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. The Gemara in the Havamina thought for sure that it was Deraisa. And the Maskana also, the Gemara knows Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. But the difference is not between Shabbos and Yom, rather the difference is between Heter Oichal Nefesh and Heter Pikuach Nefesh. That's what the Ran says. So he says that Oichal Nefesh is hutra, heta gomer. So not only is it mutter to do the meloche with the 2 oranges, he's permitted lachatchila. He's on Yom Tov, oichal nefesh is heta gomer, hutra. So not only is he permitted to take out the one piece of meat that has 2 portions in it, that's what she needs today to eat on Yom Tov, she and her husband, she can take out Marbe Bishurim is mutter on Yom Tov, because Oichal Nefesh is hutra. She can take out the piece that has 10 portions and cook the whole piece on Yom Tov. She and her husband are going to eat 2 portions, the other 8 portions are going to eat after Yom Tov is over. So Marbe Bishurim is mutter on Yom Tov, because Oichal Nefesh on Yom Tov is hutra. And on Shabbos, there is no heter echadem, so there is pikuach nefesh. So the Ran holds that pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is the chuya. That's a big machlokes. Is the rush at the end of Yuma has the machlokes. But pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, or pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is hutra. So the Ran holds that el chafan afkamina, if I'm going to break off, I'm going to do a melocha again. I'm going to cook a big piece of meat that has 10 portions in it. Then I only need 2 portions. And I could have taken out from the freezer a piece of meat that only has 2 portions. Each one is labeled. So he says it's het the gomer to take out the big piece of meat, the larger piece of meat. There's 10 portions in it if you plan to eat 2 of them. But since Eichel Nevesh on Yom Tov is hutra, het the gomer, so you can even have more than you really need. Hashem can on Shabbos, because Nefesh is there, Shabbos is the chuya. So it's only doicha to the extent that it's going to save someone's life. Past that point, you can't say duchuya. That's what the Ran says. The Ran holds Marbi Bishem is the Raisa. Marbi Bishem is the Raisa. But it's only applicable when you're talking about Pikuach Nebish, because Pikuach Nebish is the doicha Shabbos. But if you're talking about Rechon Nebish and Yontif, then Marbi Bishem will be had to come Kosucho. The Ramam has such an idea. Regarding Tumas Kohanim, the last week said in Parsha Samor, the din of a Kohen is not allowed to be mitame the mace unless it's one of the Zayin Kreilim. So let's say in the funeral home, let's say the Kohen's brother passed away. In the funeral home, they have 2 mesim. They have the brother of the Kohen and another dead body, not the related to the Kohen. Is the Kohen and the Kohen's funeral, the Kohen's relative's funeral is taking place at 10 o'clock in the morning. The other funeral is going to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Is the Kohen permitted to go into the funeral home to be metame to his relative? Lo yitama is a mitzvah. Is he permitted to be metame to the relative knowing quite well that there's another mace, not only his relative? So the Rambam writes in such a way, the Rambam doesn't write a full sentence, a full paragraph. He writes as if that depends by the hutra or the chuyah. Tumas Kohanim, the Kohen is permitted and obligated to be metame to the mace if it's one of the 7 relatives. So that's a big machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos and the sugya of Kovar Abrius. And Daf Chof Aleph, I think, Rashi holds that the Mokam Zayin Krovim, the whole Tumas Kohanim is Hutra Hetagom. And Tosfos disagree, they say, no, it's the Chuyah. So the Rambam takes a stand, the Rambam holds like Tosfos. That the Tumas Koyanim, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avot, Kamach Amurahi Mitzvah Savela, Mitzvah Savelus. Mitzvah Savelus is a very chomet din. Shari Nitches Miponeho is a Tumas Koyanim. The din is that a Koyan is permitted to be metamni to design Kroivim because it's a Makam Mitzvah. What's the Makam Mitzvah? Lo Yitama. What's the nature of the Mitzvah? Lo Yitama. That's the Mitzvah of Kavar Abiyas. The shall cover a mason to be metami to the zayin kreivim is cover a mason. So the Rambam holds like Tosfos that tumas kohanim and makam zayin kreivim. This tumas kohanim is duchuya, not like Rashi said that is hutra. It's duchuya. So therefore, the Rambam says if it would have been hutra and there would be 2 dead bodies in the funeral home, the one is the relative of the kohen, one is a stranger. If it would have been hutra, it would have been mutter. The Rambam implies it would have been mutter for the Kohen to go to the funeral home, because b'mokam zayin kreivim, the whole issue doesn't apply at all. But now that he says that it's duchuya, it's not hutra, so it's only mutter b'mokam tzarech ha-mitzvah of lo yitamo. So that's only to his mace. But if there's another mace there, then we will not be mutter. So that's basically the same. That Rambam. The Rambam says Tumas Kohanim is Duchuya, B'mokam Zayin Kroivim, not Hutra, it's Duchuya. That's what Tosfos says. And therefore, the Rambam says, if you're going to be Marbi B'Shom, you're going to have 2 Mason. At the same time, since it's only Duchuya, it's not Hutra, so there will only be a Hetter for him to be Metam to his Korah. There's no Hetter for him to be Metam to the other Mason.
By the oranges, would it be Marbi B'Shom if you could pick bigger oranges or small oranges?
Same thing. If the doctors think that he can survive with smaller oranges, so there'll be an Isai Marbishon to pick bigger oranges. So that on that machlekes, that's a famous machlekes, the Ran and the Rashbo, that in the Gemara is Muchach that Marbishon is Osir on Shabbos in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, Marbi B'Shem is Mutar on Yom Tov, against Lachna. Why is it different? So the Rajba's answer is that Marbi B'Shem is only Anisa the Rabbanon, and they only introduced it on Shabbos, then whenever Marbi on Yom Tov, period. And the Ran doesn't agree. The Ran holds Marbi B'Shem is Anisa the Raisa. So you can't just say they weren't Machman Yantam, only Machman Shabbos. And he said they're Isa. It's not an Isa, they're Rabbanon. But the difference is that Pikvach Nefesh on Shabbos is Deche. It's Deche Shabbos. That's a Machlaikis. Many Paschim called Nefesh the Hutra, not the Chuyah. But the Rambam holds the Chuyah here. The Rambam starts the second Perek, Hilcha Shabbos. The way they print the Rambam is not the first word in every Perek is in big letters. So the second Perek in the Rambam starts the Chuyah here on Shabbos, it's a Pikvach Nefesh. Starts with the word the Chuyah in big letters. So how did the Rambam know that it's the Chuyah from this Gemara that Marbe B'Shurim is Osir Menat Torah on Shabbos? So the Rambam says that's because Pikach Nefesh is Doichen Shabbos, not that it's Hutra. Pikach Nefesh is Doichen Shabbos, and it's only Mutter to the extent that you need it for the Chayla. But Doichen Nefesh on Yom Tov is Hutra, had to go on Hutra, so even Marbe B'Shurim is also Mutter. So in connection with this machlekes, the Ran and the Rashba, the Osamech gives his own shita. What's the answer to the stira? The stira that the Rashba is that in the Gemara in Menachas on Daf Samach Daled, you see the Marbi Bishurim is an Iser, and the Gemara in Beitza on Daf Yud Zayin, by the person cooking a whole kettle full of water, he's only going to drink one cup of coffee today on Yontif. He wants to heat up the rest of the water to have on Metzoy Yontif. So the Gemara says the Marbi Bishurim. There the Gemara says Marbi B'Shem is Mutter. By Bishul it says Marbi B'Shem is Mutter. By plucking off from the tree it says Marbi B'Shem is Osa. Why? So the Or Samech says, not like the Rashba, not like the Ran. The Rashba said, Chelik Tein Shabbos and Yontif. We're more Machmen with the Rabbana Shabbos and Yontif. The Ran said the difference between Hutra and Chuya. So the Or Samech says it's a difference between one Malacha and the other. Whenever the nature of the, not all Alamatest Malachas are the same. Some of them are Anisa Pa'ula, some of them are Anisa Chalois. Whenever it's Anisa Pa'ula, then Marbe B'Shurim can't be Anisa Deraisa, the most it could be is Anisa Derabbanan. But whenever it's Anisa Malacha of Chalos, not to bring him out a certain result, then Marbe B'Shurim will be Anisa Deraisa. It says that Kotzer, the Gemara Menachah is talking about Kotzer, plucking off the branch that has three oranges, and the doctor said you only need two, so that's there are some echos suggesting maybe the Gemara held that kotzer is a malacha, it's a isa chalais. You shouldn't bring about a matzah where you're causing peiros to be niktzar from the tree. So if that's an isa chalais, then marbe b'shurim will be an isa deraisa. Now, sheni game by Bishul, the Gemara in Beitza, maybe Bishul is on an isa pool and not an isa chalais, not to do the maisa Bishul. That's what the SMF suggests. Maybe some of the malachas are nisa pulula, some are nisa chalais. So that's what one can interpret. And we said before, the Shulti Gibarim had a suffix regarding the din of gram kibui. That gram kibui is mutter min atayra, according to the Mordechai Tzalsam the Rabbanon, unless from Makom Dleika, and according to the Tosfos even mutter min the Rabbanon. So the Shulti Gibarim had a suffix whether that Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chof, that is that only applicable to Gramas Mutamanatura? Is that only Benegir to Kibui? What about Benegir to Kotzer? Maybe only Kibui is an Isa Pa'ula. So by an Isa Pa'ula, by Grama, you didn't do the Pa'ula. You were only Gurim. But whatever the nature of the Malach is an Isa Chalois, like the Osamech claimed that Kotzer is an Isa Chalois, shouldn't bring about such a Matzav. That's why he said, by Kotzer there'll be a Marbe B'Shurim Deraisa. And by Bishul there won't be. Why? Because Bishul is an Issa Pa'ula, and Kotzer is an Issa Chalais. So they say like that, Or Samea, that some of the Malachas are Issa Pa'ula, some are Issa Chalais, then just because Gram Kibu is Mutam and Atar doesn't necessarily prove that Gram Kotzer is Mutam and Atar. It could be that some of the Malachas are Issa Pa'ula, some of the Malachas are Issa Chalais. Yeah, that's an important topic. Marbi Shurim comes up every so often talking by Chaylim.
If the doctor says he needs an orange and a half, then cutting two oranges would not be a Marbi Shurim, would it?
No, you have no Brera. You have no Brera, you have to do both, yeah. Yeah. Did we speak about Megabe last week, about making cheese? I don't remember. Tosfos and Shabbos, Rav Tzadik Dalet, asks Akasha, that the Gemara says, Megabe is a told abona. We left off in the middle of abona in Sosim. So Tosfos quotes, the Gemara says, when you make cheese, so you separate, you take the curds out, and you leave the whey behind, and you take the curds, tiny little part of it, you put them all together, and you make one lump of cheese from that. So that looks like bona, like you take different bricks and you take cement, you put all the bricks together, you make a wall, and you make a house. So the gabin is a tolda of bona. It's not real, it can't be real bona. Real bona is a building a house. But the gabin is a tolda of bona, menatera. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to do, I don't remember if we discussed it, you're not permitted to make cheese on yontif. You're not permitted, even though it's al nefesh, he wants to eat cheese. Because the cheese would have tasted better if you would have done it before Yom Tov. Cheese tastes better if it sits for longer. So the Gemara says, even though there's a heter echad nefesh, but you're not allowed to make cheese based on heter echad nefesh, because you would have done it erev Yom Tov, would have tasted better. So then Mishnah Berurah points out there's a machloikus and tesis and different mesichtus, whether that is not to make cheese on Yom Tov, because it would have tasted better if you would have done the melacha on erev Yom Tov, so what? But right now, I want to do the Malacha Yad. Right now, it's Echon Nefesh. So the Tosfos and Shabbos holds that that's only a Chumer Midirabonim, that you're not allowed to be Megabin on Yantav, because you would have done an Erev Yantav. Epshalas is Mod Yom. You would have done Erev Yantav, would have tasted better. So that's only a Sforim Midirabonim. And a Torah, it's Mutter, it's only an Issa Midirabonim, not to make cheese. And the Tosfos in Megillah, in the first parak of Megillah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Bi'ah Halacha. There's a Megillah hold, no, that's as far, that's a din deraisa. That to make cheese on Yantav is an isa deraisa, because if you would have done an air of Yantav, it would have tasted better, so that's a din menator. It's not covered with heter echad nefesh. So the Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. The Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Daled is working on the assumption that Megabein is an isa deraisa on Shabbos, but menator is mutter on Yantav. To make cheese. Only awesome at the Rabbanu, because if you would have made the cheese Erev Yom Tov, would have had a chance to dry out further, would have even tasted better. Some of the Rabbanu, and you're not allowed to. But Min HaTorah, on the level of the Rasi, you're permitted to do Megabin on Yom Tov, the Tzorach HaOchel Nefesh. So Tosfos asks, if so, we have a din, there's a machlokes, Bishan HaMisil, we pass like Mesilo, that any Melocha, there are Lama test Melochas, Mitel Shehuchu, the Tzorach HaOchel Nefesh, which are not Mishalo, the Tzorach HaOchel Nefesh, if it's Tzorach HaYom Tzas. Any given malacha, since it would have been mutter if you would have done it, let's say, if you would make a fire, there is a fire and I'm going to cause new logs to catch flame, that's also malacha of avar. Avar is not only if you create a fire, you strike a match and create a fire, if there already is a fire and I throw in logs, I throw in new fuel, so that's a malacha deraisa of havar. Havar is not only us to create a fire, Havar is us to throw fuel into the fire. So we say, since Havar is Mutar Lezarech HaOchel Nefesh, to cook food, so you're permitted to make a fire, not to be Molaresh Mechadesh. There already is a fire, and you draw the fire with a match or with a log to another piece of wood. So Havara is even muta, not only for the purpose of Echal Nefesh, but Tzorach HaYom Ktas, he wants to wash pan of Yodav Ragla with hot water. So since it's muta to do Havara, to burn the logs, to throw logs into the fire for the purpose of Echal Nefesh, Huchunam is Tzorach HaYom Ktas, if there's any Tzorach HaYom. You don't always have to go back to Tzorach Echal Nefesh. Even if Tzorach HaYom Ktas also muta. So Tosi Estekashe, we see that bona is mutter lezarech HaOchel Nefesh, because menatar you're permitted to make cheese. Tosfos and Shabbos holds not like only the Tosfos and Megillah holds that the isa to make cheese on Yom Tov is an isa deraisa. That's a mechudish to get Tosfos. So the Mishnah Berurah says only the Tosfos and Megillah, all the other Balei Tosfos and Masechus Shabbos hold that it's only an isa derabbanan. So menatar is mutter to make cheese on Yom Tov lezarech HaOchel Nefesh. So the malacha, why? Making cheese is an isa bona. So why don't you say, mitoch shuhucha malacha is bona, lezarech HaOchel Nefesh, if you're going to make cheese, it's mutter min HaTorah. Because HaOchel Nefesh matas, I should say, the isa the iser of the iser of bona is mutar tzarcha. That was to make cheeses bona, so it should be mutar tzarcha yom tzat. So let's say a person didn't build a sukkah, then it comes yontif. So he wants to know, can he build a sukkah on yontif? So we say no. Why do you say no? You should say it's mutar. Malacha bona. The din of mitoch, that's machleg, b'sham and b'sil, we pass like b'sil. So the din of mitoch makes like this. Each and every malachi you investigate individually. If, let's say, bishul or haitzor is mutter, if I would want to have a picnic in the park on Yontem, so you would be permitted to carry all the food and plates and the forks and the knives to the park, to carry in the mishus around the rice. Haitzor is mutter, it's all chach nefesh. Or shchit is mutter, it's all chach nefesh. Bishul is mutter, havar is mutter, tzorcha chanefesh. Any malacha that sometimes mutter, tzorcha chanefesh, so that malacha will be mutter. You don't say all the lamatas malachas are mutter, tzorcha yom tzas. No, the Gemara says you judge individually each malacha separately. If boina is ever mutter, tzorcha chanefesh, then even tzorcha yom tzas also mutter. So Taisa says, wait a minute, boina is mutter on yontav tzorcha chanefesh. Megabin is a Toldot of Bona. So since Bona is Mutter, the Tzorcha Chanefesh on Yontif, so Misha Nofal Beso, a person has a house and the house collapsed, and he wants to live in his house, so he should be allowed to rebuild the house on Yontif. Or let's say his sukkah collapsed, so he never made a sukkah. He wants to put together the sukkah on Yontif. You're not allowed to do that. So Tzorcha says, why not? Since Bona is Mutter, an example of Bona is Megabin. Since bone is mutter the tzorcha chanefesh, minator, it's only also the rabbanon, so bone should be mutter the tzorcha yom tzas. If the fellow has no house to sleep in, he should be mutter to build a house. So Tyson says, you're right, enachanam is taka mutter minator, it's only also the rabbanon, not to build a house on yonta, because uvda dechol, that's what Tyson says. So the Achranim think that that's not the right answer. They think it must be something bigger and better than that, just an issue of the Dachol. So I think we may mention that some Achranim say that Megabin is a Toldot of Bona. So you don't say Mitoch from a Toldot to an Av. You're going to say, since the Toldot of Bona is Mutav Mishum Achal Nefesh, namely Megabin is not the Av. The Gabin is only Boina as a Tolda. So you're going to say, Mitoch, that the Tolda of Boina, namely Megabin, the Tolda is Mutter, Mishumar Chanevish, Mutter Min HaTorah, so the whole Iser of Boina wouldn't apply if it's a Tzarch, Nafla Beso, or Nafla Sukasa, you would permit him to rebuild it. So Tay says, no, you don't say Mitoch from a Tolda, that's how Achranim say. You don't say Mitoch from a Tolda to an Av. That's what some Achranim say. The Netziv has a very big chiddush. The Netziv has a very big chiddush. He writes in his commentary on the Shiltas that he wrote him. He was a teenager. He wants to suggest Megabein doesn't really make sense that it should be a Tolda al Bona. Well, it's so far-fetched from Bona. He says, the Chachamim were gunning out to Aser Megabein on Shabbos. So that's why they declared, it's Lama Sara Kosavala la Chachamim. So the Chachamim declared, we hereby declare with the vow of Esther and Amas, and Vas as Talmid Chachamim, so we hereby declaring that Megabin is a Toldot of Bona. And the normally course of events, Megabin will not automatically be sufficiently dumya that the Av Malacha Bona, making cheese is the same as building a house, putting together bricks and cement, is so different. So that's what the Netziv suggests, La Masara Kasa La Chachamim. So the Chachamim declared it as a told. If they wouldn't have declared it, it wouldn't become a told automatically. Usually the Malachas, they have obvious and they have toldos, and the toldos extend automatically, whatever it's sufficiently similar to the Av. So he says, here it's not really sufficiently similar to the Av. Really shouldn't have been a tolda, but the Chacham had the right to declare it as a tolda. So the Netziv suggests they only declared it as a tolda on Shabbos. On Yontav, they never declared it as a Tolda. That's a big chiddush. That Tolda Senka Yotzibahem, the Toldas of Shabbos have the same din, and B'Sheg, B'Mezid, Chiluk Malacha, everything is the same. But it could well be that there are two different kinds of Tolda. There are Toldas that become automatically Toldas of the others, because it's so sufficiently similar to the Av, so we declare it as a Tolder that Av. Or it could be that it's Lamasar Kosra Lachacham, even though it's really so far-fetched from the Av, it really shouldn't be. A certain activity like Megabim really shouldn't be considered Tolder, but the Chum have the right to declare it as a Tolder. So they only declared it on Shabbos, not on Yontem. That's a Chiddush. That's what the Netziv wants. They said, the Meil on Yontem, we can't say, Mitoch Shuhut for the Tzorech Ochal Nefesh, you're allowed to do Megabin. Megabin on Yontem is not a Melacha. It's only Megabin, is only a Melacha on Shabbos, not a Melacha on Yontem. That's a wild Chiddush, that the definition of the Melacha is made differ between Shabbos and Yontem, that Megabin is only a Tolder of Bona. It's only a Tolda Abona on Shabbos. They never declare it a Tolda Abona on Yom Tov. Very big Chiddush. The Pashtus is that activities, using the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Bam, activities, if they're sufficiently similar to the Av, we automatically declare them as an Av Melacha, not as a Tolda. But it's not that Lama Sakasa L'Chachamim, the Chachamim have a right to declare it as a Melacha. The Pashtus says that that's not right. Anyway, that's a topic, definition. Then the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion. We left off also in the middle of Kosa the Mochet. So the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion. I don't know why up in America I never saw this. That wax will drip on the Sefer Torah. I guess in Europe they didn't have electric lights, so they would read with candles. So people learn from the Sefer Torah. I don't know. So you have wax candles. Some of the wax is going to drip on top of the osius and the Sefer Torah. See, if the Tiferes Yisrael writes in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, he has the Kalkelos HaShabbos. He has the list of all the Lamed Tesoros Malochas, and he has all the Gzeres and all of the Rabbanans. What's included, he has the Mishnah Berurah. Every so often, we'll quote from the Kalkelos HaShabbos, from this long Hakdamah that he wrote to the Lamed Tesoros Malochas. So he quotes the discussion. The Mishnah Berurah has it. Kalkelos HaShabbos, others talk about it. If wax fell on top of a letter on the Sefer Torah. So if it's clear wax and you can see through and through, so the Kalkelos HaShabbos assumes you can probably learn Kriyas HaTorah the way it is. You can see through the wax, it's clear wax. And he quotes as a muscle to this, a Valkyrie is going to learn, you have to learn Mitoch HaKsav, he's going to learn with glasses on. So the glasses enhance his ability to read. So even though the glasses prevent him, he's not reading directly, he's reading through a glasses, clear glasses. So that's called Leini Mitoch HaKsav, that's not a problem. That's called Leini Mitoch HaKsav. How do we know that? That's so he quotes a Gemara, that Erva Bashoshis, there's a difference between Erva and Tzoya, it's a Gemara and Brachas. Gemara says if you have Tzoya Bashoshis, Hashoshis is a glass container, that's clear glass that you can see through and through. The Gemara says, if you have Tzoya Bashoshis, you're permitted to say a bracha, because it says, V'shavta v'chisisa, say a secha. If you cover it up, then you're allowed to say a bracha, you're allowed to say kriyashma. So if it has a kisui of glass, even though you can see through and through, that doesn't pose a problem. But erva bashoshis, if there's erva that's covered over, it says, le'iroi b'ch erva's davar, and you can see through the glass. So that's still going to be an issa. So that's what the Tiferes Yisrael writes. If the Balkari is reading Brillen, he's reading with glasses on. So that's not called Mitoch HaKsav. He's learning Mitoch HaKsav. That's called Kriya. He's reading. So he said the same over here. If clear wax fell on the osius, you can read through and through it. So you can learn the way it is. You don't have to remove the wax. Shabbos, what if you can't learn? It's not clear wax. It prevents the Balkar from seeing what's underneath. He knows the Kriya Balpeh. So what do you do? So the Tiferes Yisrael in the Kalkelos HaShabbos quotes from the Derech HaChaim Siddur. That's the Nesivus. So the Nesivus has the Siddur and he has his halachas. That's halacha l'maisa. So he says in such a situation, they took out the Sefer Torah and they see that there's one pasuk where there's a a letter is under wax and they can't see what the letter is. So he says, you don't have to take out another Sefer Torah. You can give all the seven aliyahs and make maftir. Then later on, they should take a different Sefer Torah and read that pasuk that they read through the wax. That one of the letters of the pasuk was recited bal peh because it was under the wax and you couldn't see it. So later on, you're not allowed to remove the wax on Shabbos. Why not? Removing the wax will be machshir the Sefer Torah for kriya purposes. The way it is now, the wax covers up an ois and you can't see through the wax, so you're not able to use this Sefer Torah for kriya sater. Let's say we spoke about the Mishnah in Sukkot. You have hadasim, and hadasim have berries growing on them. Usually we never see this because then those who sell the dalaminim will rip off all the berries or they'll throw them out, or they'll throw out the whole hadasim. But once in a while, yes, the one who sells the hadasim, the dalaminim, so they'll show you. Sometimes they have a hadas that has a lot of berries on it. So the Mishnah says, if anova merube me'alav has more berries than it has leaves, then the whole hadas is puzzled. It's not kosher the mitzvah's hadas. But if you pluck off, let's say, an erev yantav, you pluck off a chalamot, you pluck off the hadasim, now you don't have anova merube me'alav, you don't have more berries than you have leaves. You have more leaves than berries, so then it'll be kosher. However, the din is, you're not allowed to aim a mati miyantav. You're not allowed to rip off, it's not permissible to rip off the berries on Shabbos or Yantav because that's a violation of Mesakan Mona. The hadasim were puzzled before you could use them for the mitzvah by plucking off the berries, so you have more leaves than you have berries, then it'll be kosher. So that's called Mesakan Mona. Taisa says that the big Taisa in Yuma says it's only Mesakan Mona with the Rabbanon, because on a common sense level, if you ask a guy, what did he accomplish? He didn't accomplish anything. Pulled off a couple of berries. It was the same before and after. But it's only a tikkun al pi halacha, so that's only Mesakan Mona with the Rabbanon. Rabbi Kivega on the side of the Taisa in Yuma, the long Taisa in Yuma, the Flam et Vav. So Rabbi Kivega quotes the Rav Yor, who's quoted by the Mordechai, that so here the Derech HaChaim Siddur assumes that the scrape off the wax, if the wax prevents you from reading the Sefer Torah, to scrape off the wax, it's not mochek. It's not an isa mochek, because the osias are there on the bottom. And it's not a problem of chok toiches, that the ksav didn't disappear. The ksav is there under the wax. Just have to remove the wax so the balkor should be able to read it. It's not a malacha of kosev to remove the wax, and it's not chok toiches. There's like tasa lemon osa and iksav. No, the iksav is there, but you are unable to lane because it's not a clear wax. So removing the wax is a mesakan mona midirabon. It makes you able to lane kriyas haTorah from this sefer Torah. So that you're not allowed to do. To remove the wax, you're not allowed to. So the Derech HaChaim Siddur says, if in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah you see that there's wax on a certain ois, so finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah, finish everything, and then after you don't have to stop right away now. The whole Sefer Torah is kosher. The only thing is that you can't lay in that letter, because that one word and one letter is covered over with the wax, which is not clear. After you finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah, take out another Sefer Torah, that's kosher, and give one aliyah with three, minimum of three psukim, and you'll be able to say that pasuk. The pasuk at the time that you learned it, you said it bal peh, because one of the letters or some other letters were covered over with the wax, and the bal kari couldn't see it because it's not clear wax. So after you finish Kriyas HaTorah, that's when it's on Shulchan Aruch. If you finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah, and then you realize that you left out a word in the pasuk, you left out a letter in the word, so all the people should gather together, take out a Sefer Torah, give one aliyah, of a minimum of three psukim that will contain, that aliyah will contain the pasuk that we missed the first time around when he gave the aliyahs, and we'll be yotzei then. So the Kalkelos HaShav is not happy with that psak of the Nesivos. He says, that din is Shulchan Aruch Dasid B'di'evet, Geret Givon B'di'evet. If the Bakar laying the whole Sedra, it turns out that by mistake he left out a word, or he left out a whole pasuk, so then you have to gather later, and you have to give it. You already gave Hoysof, you already gave 10 aliyahs in the morning, and you already said Haftarah, you finished everything. And then you realize that they left out one word in one of the psukim, or one letter in one of the psukim. So you have, everyone has to gather together, at least a minyan, preferably all the people in the shul, take out a sefer Torah, you give an aliyah, which only has three psukim, and that aliyah should be on that pasuk that by mistake the first time around we left out a word, we left out a letter. So then the verse on Mishnah says, not happy with the psak of the Derech HaChaim Seder, says that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. They take out a sefer Torah and you lane that pasuk with another two psukim and make another aliyah. They'll say, did he ever give that givon that the Baal Torah made a mistake and he skipped the word or he skipped the whole pasuk? But l'chatchila to do like that, to finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah, and the smach that later on you're going to lane over an aliyah, you're going to make another aliyah with the three psukim, one of the three psukim, only the one that we left out of word the first time. That's not right. L'chatchila, the whole Kriyas HaTorah should be in order. Kesidron, not that you lane the whole Sedra and then you lane over one aliyah with three psukim later on. No, it's not right. So that's his taina. You should take that different Sefer Torah right away. Not that you should lay and give all the aliyahs and everything, and then later on fix it up by having the kriya from the other Sefer Torah. That's not really right. That's what he taught. Then as they talk, the Mishnah Berurah, and the other hand, they talk about scraping off the wax on Shabbos could be an Isur of Memachek. I'm not sure what they mean by Memachek. I don't know what they mean, unless they mean just like
if you have about the letter. You could take off some of the ink. When you take off the wax, you take off some of the ink.
No, take off the ink that's mochek. So he says, since the ksav will remain on the bottom, that's not mochek. Memachek means on wax. You can violate memachek and make a new smooth surface. So just like if you have a bar of soap, so every time you use it, a little bit of soap disappears. If you use it 100 times, the whole bar of soap will disappear. So obviously every time you use it, a 16th of an inch is going to disappear. Use it 16 times, a whole inch is going to disappear. The bar of soap is not an inch thick, so the whole thing is going to disappear. So you had a smooth surface, and you create a different smooth surface by removing some of the wax. So that's an isam emachek. That's what they talk about. Removing the wax will be an isam emachek. I'm not exactly sure. Well, why? What do you mean? And if you have dirty dishes and you take off all the dirt, that's not emachek. Why? Because you're making it smooth. Emachek is if you have a piece of wood that's rough and you sandpaper it down, so you made it smooth by removing part of it. Or you have, let's say, a bar of soap, and every time you use it, a 16th of an inch, a layer of soap disappears. They took off part of the thing. But if you have dirt that's stuck on a plate and you wash off the plate, we do it all the time on Shabbos. That's not called memachek. You made it smooth by removing the stuff that's stuck onto it. But over here, you're going to scrape off the wax on top of the ice. Then you're going to make a new smooth surface because you removed the wax. So why is that memachek? The wax is not an integral part of the Sefer Torah. Accidentally, the wax spilled on top of Isaias. So that shouldn't be memachek. I'm not sure why they talk about memachek over here. Yeah. So then the poskim all assume to scrape off the wax on Shabbat. I don't know why they say it's memachek. They say if you're unable to read because the wax is not clear, then removing the wax will be an iser of misak and mana. Because just like if you have hadasim, which have more berries, anov of merubim mi'alav has more berries than it has green leaves, anov of mi'alav, and you remove the anovim and you're machshim it, that's misak and mona, that's a mishnah in sukkah, that's machlekes, Tosis and Rabbi Kevega from the Mordechai, whether that's misak mona deraisa, misak mona derabban. So here you have a sefer Torah, which you can't lay in, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah because letters are covered up with the wax. So if you're going to succeed in removing the wax, and now it's going to be clear, you'll be able to read, that's Epis Mesak and Mana. I think that's what they mean, that's Mesak and Mana with the Rabbanah, probably like pulling off all of the berries from the Hadassim. Okay.
How is it Misakim Mana if you could have laned it anyway, and then according to those, you come back and you lane it later? But so that means that the Sefer Torah is kosher.
Sefer Torah is kosher because the ksav is there on the bottom, but you can't read it because the wax is not clear. So you can read the rest of the Sefer Torah, but you can't read that pasuk, can't read that letter. So the Sefer Torah is kosher with respect to laning everything else, if you would consider it, because there's wax on top of the letters. If the letter is erased, then you can't even lane other parts of the Sefer Torah. But they say that's not a problem. The OCS are not considered as if they're erased, even though there's wax on top of it, just the unable to read it. So to scrape off the wax enables you even to read that pasuk with that letter. So that's a Misakin Mana on that letter. So I don't understand exactly why it should be a Misakin Mana. I don't understand why it should be Memachek, but for sure not. But if they seem to assume that it's an issue of Misakin Mana here. In this week's Sedra, we have just to close, but we know that we'll continue next week. In this week's Sedra, we have the dinim. V'ha'aretz lo simachal etzvisus, keli ha'aretz, ki gerim toshavim atem imadi. Eretz El belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keli kol ha'aretz. That's what the Sfarno says. Great Britain belongs to the Queen, and France belongs to the King of France. And Germany belongs to the king of Germany. Every country belongs to the king of that country. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech over Eretz Yisrael. That's the Zohar comments on the Pasuk in Koheles, Asher Cheretz Shel Malkech Ben Chorin. It's the praises of the country whose king is a Ben Chorin. Eilech Cheretz Shel Malkech Eved. Woe unto that country whose king is a slave. And Asher Cheretz is the praises of a country whose king is a Ben Chorin. So the Zohar interprets, it's the praises of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz, Shemalke Ben Chorin, the king is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives people freedom. Not that the king is a free man himself. He enables people to become free. What is that? That Eved Ibi goes free when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yoivim. Eved Ibi goes free when it comes the end of Sheish, if he was sold. So the 6 years are up. Or if it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yoivim before the 6 years are up. Or if he's already in Eved Nirtzah, he said he wants to stay on after Sheish. They did with Tzia, so he stays in Eved till Yom Kippur Shal Yoivim, then he goes free. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who frees the Avodim. Asher Cheretz and Malkech Ben Chorin, the praises of Eretz Yisrael, that officially the king of Eretz Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who gives freedom to mankind. So it says, Kili Kol Haaretz, Eretz Yisrael belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like every country, Great Britain belongs to the queen, and France belongs to the king of France, Eretz Yisrael belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Balabas, so he has the right to make the laws. So there's a famous run in the Dorm who quotes from the Balei HaTosis. There are people who don't know the first 30 blot in the Dorm, and they don't know the last 60 blot, the 90 blot in the Dorm. They just know that one run. So the run says around Daf Chavtes, Daf Lamed, he quotes the Balei HaTosis, that in Eretz Yisrael you're not mechuyev to pay taxes. What's the theory behind paying taxes? The land belongs to the king, and the king has a right to charge rent. You want to live in his country, as a charge rent. So the way he makes you pay rent, he tells you to pay taxes, income tax. So he has a right to. And if you don't want to pay the tax, so he says, go live in a different country. You want to live in my country, I charge you tax. So that's only any other country in the world, because it belongs to the king of Russia, it belongs to the king of England, belongs to the king of Belgium, whatever. But Eretz Yisrael belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kindalach, he invites all the Jewish people to live in Eretz Yisrael. So no one has a right to charge rent to the Jewish people. So that's what people mistakenly quote that Ran, Halacha L'maisa B'zman HaZeh. So first of all, the Ramah says in the end of Hashmish, but the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't pass like the Ran. We pasken that the original pasuk that says that the king has a right to charge tax, the original pasuk goes on Eretz Yisrael. When the Tzibur requested of Shmuel HaNavi, he should appoint a melech, so Shmuel HaNavi tried to dissuade them. But he said, you don't want a king. The king is going to take your daughters as bilakshim, we're going to take his sons to work for him, we're going to draft them in the army, he's going to charge you taxes. So he tells all the terrible things that the king is going to do. And the Gemara has a machlokes Rav Shmuel, and we paskan like Shmuel. Kol hamer beparshas Melech, Melech mutabo. That drasha that Shmuel HaNavi gave to the tzibur, you don't want a king, These are the terrible things the king is going to do. These are the terrible things that the kings do that are legitimate. They have a right. He's permitted to charge taxes. So that's the mucker, that the government has a right to charge tax. So according to the Ran, it applies anywhere but Eretz Yisrael. No, but the original pasuk is in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam writes, not only the Jewish king in Eretz Yisrael has a right to charge taxes, even a Goyish king in another country also has a right to charge taxes. So number one, we don't paskin like the Ran. It's not accepted. And number two, even if you would paskin like the Ran, but that's only years ago, the taxes were for the purpose of enriching the king. The Rambam writes, whoever doesn't pay tax, I raise a gezel menas ha-melech. He's cheating the king, he's stealing from the king. The king is entitled to collect the taxes. But bizman hazeh, the taxes are not, if you don't pay tax, not that you're stealing from the government. All the people who live in the country are considered shutfim. They have certain things that they all need in common. They all want to have mail delivery, they want to have highways, they want to have water purification. They want to have a fire department, they want to have a police department, they want to have a standing army. So everything costs money. So we're shutfim on three different levels. We're shutfim on a municipal level, on a state level, and a federal level. The federal government delivers the mail. The municipal government purifies the water. And the highways are cleaned up by the state government. So we're shutfim on three different levels. So when you have shutfim, and one of the shutfim doesn't pay in, they all take, they all share the profits of the shutfis. And they have to pay their share in the shutfis. So if whoever doesn't pay his share, rightfully he doesn't pay his share, he's cheating from the other shutfim. My taxes are so much higher because there's so many wealthier people who are not paying tax. So those who do pay tax have to pay 10 times as much as what they should have paid. So whoever doesn't pay tax is stealing from the other shutfim. He's not stealing from the king. So this whole idea that the Ran said doesn't apply to Zmanazan. When you have a democracy, and the taxes are collected not to enrich the king, but rather for the purpose of covering the budget, the municipal budget and the state budget and the federal budget to take care of all the needs of all of the shutfim. So whoever doesn't pay taxes is stealing from the other shutfim. So it's gezel from the Israel, gezel from the Goyim, gezel from the Jews. It's gezel. It's not gezel from the king. So that Ran is really not the, number one, not accepted la'alacha. We don't pass like that. The pasuk and even Eretz Yisrael, the original pasuk are paying taxes. The Rambam quotes is benegat Eretz Yisrael. That's Parshas Hamelach and Sefer Shmuel. Number two, even if he would have pasuk like the Ran, but it doesn't apply bizman hazeh, because bizman hazeh, the whole theory behind paying taxes is totally different. It's mitoras shutfim. That's the Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Beis Haknesses quotes. All the people in the community are mechuyev. If some of them want to have a shul, and the others say, no, we can daven in each other's homes. Why should we spend a fortune of money to make a shul, to make a mikveh? Everyone can go to the mikveh in the next village. And we don't need a shul. We can every week we'll daven in someone else's home, and we'll save all the money on the shul. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshe Mishpat, and in Aruch Haim, the B'nai Hirei Kofen says that to build the shul, to build the mikveh. So the Mishnah Berurah says, where does it appear in Choshe Mishpat? Lechos Shutfim. All the people in the city have the status of shutfim with respect to all of the needs that they share in common. So they need a mikveh, and they need a shulin, they need a rabbi, and they need a chazan. So you can force everybody to pay b'torah shutfim. It's no longer taxes goes on the nasan melech. It's b'torah shutfim, so it's gezel from all the other shutfim. Okay, Blinetta, next week we'll have to continue. Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yashika.
Good deal.
Good deal. Good deal.